for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You are listening to GCN.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news, behind the news, the story, behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And this afternoon, our special guest is Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And we're going to be talking about the exciting things that are going on in the financial markets. Now, it was just yesterday evening on 60 Minutes when they interviewed a gentleman named David Walker. And Mr. Walker is the... in charge of the General Accounting Office. He's the Chief Administrative Officer of the General Accounting Office, the one who keeps the checkbook for the United States government and the deficits and expenditures. And his remark was, you know, we really don't have much to fear from what's somebody over there in Afghanistan, Osama bin Laden, someone living in a cave. The major threat to America is the financial problems we face today, which are truly insurmountable. And he went on to just say that we're bankrupt as a nation. He was talking fiscally. I always add both spiritually and morally. And I don't know if there's any way that we can get out of the mess we're in today. And I believe what's happening has been done intentionally, because I believe there are people who want to destroy the United States. And is there a better way to destroy the nation than to destroy the value of their currency? And with that as a background, Bob Chapman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me again. I am glad that you spoke about the program and the commentaries by Mr. Walker, who is on a 15-year appointment, so they can't mess with him. And he kind of lays it on the line. He lays it right out, and this is not the first time. Essentially speaking, the United States of America is bankrupt. Now, you wouldn't think so. We just spent $690 billion by the end of this year for Iraq and Afghanistan. And I am sure before this whole thing is over that they both will cost us about $1.2 trillion. And the people in the White House and the people in Congress, they really don't care. And I think one of the major reasons is that these people who own the industrial complex and supply the military complex, a good many of them contribute to their campaigns. And so when you have a situation where corporations and individuals can give large amounts of money to politicians as campaign contributions, they buy them. It's as simple as that. When I was in college, I wrote a paper on this very subject, and I said they serve no useful purpose. No matter what, all the excuses, all they are is manipulators. And this administration absolutely personifies it. This has never been such corruption in government, perhaps since Grant's administration during the late 1860s, early 1870s. And it just absolutely replete. I wrote some more this morning for the next issue about the money that's being stolen from the taxpayers by these people. And it gets hard at times writing about it, because we'll be getting ripped off so badly. And, of course, that is being reflected in the stock markets of the world. And we're seeing some corrections. I think the comments today, the administration was asked what they thought about the market, and they refused to comment.
Well, of course, the thing is, they're totally manipulating our stock market. The plunge protection team is there. And the free market is gone. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Chapman.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. Cartivite is a synergistic seven-herb combination, a tonic for life, for your heart, but for your whole body, to detoxify, rejuvenate, and stimulate tissue regeneration of all your cells and organs. Call for info at 888-212-8871 to order, or online at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. There's seven amazing herbs. Cayenne to stimulate nutrient absorption and peripheral vasculature. Garlic with allicin and 33 sulfur-containing amino acids. 17 amino acid cellular mitochondrial protection with germanium. Hawthorn with flavonoid procyanidins and triterpenes for heart, vascular, brain, and nervous system and immune protection from peroxynitrate-free radicals. Milk thistle for silymarin to inhibit toxins and stimulate liver detox. Ginkgo biloba for the microcirculation and beta receptors for heart and vascular protection. And bilberry to act as an anti-inflammatory and free radical neutralizer. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Again, 888-212-8871.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly we're with our very, very special guest this afternoon, Bob Chapman. We're talking about what's really going on in the markets of the world, and what people don't understand is, our monetary system is based upon absolutely nothing. They can create money out of nothing, and that's what they've been doing. And especially Japan has been churning out money on an unprecedented level. Of course, so is our own Federal Reserve System, but certainly Japan, I think, working, at the instructions of our own government, has been doing the same thing. I mean, they've been churning the money out. They've been lending it out at 0.5%. The hedge funds borrow that money, and they invested in American bonds, they invested in Icelandic bonds, they invested wherever they can. In Iceland, they were getting 10%. Borrow at 0.5%, get 10% interest. That's pretty good spread there, especially when you're highly leveraged. Here in America, I guess they're getting 4.5%, 5%, 4.5% on the bonds they're buying. But now with the value of the Japanese currency going up a little bit, they've got to pay back in the revalued currency. So some of them are beginning to back away a little bit and having to sell their bonds and And, of course, as they do, where we begin to see some of this liquidity beginning to disappear, because when you begin to pay back what the money you've borrowed, why, of course, everything is built upon debt. Money is built upon debt. And you pay it back, then the money disappears. So let's get your view of what's happening, Bob. Certainly, I mean, amazing amounts of liquidity are just sort of disappearing into this invisible cauldron, aren't they, as these stock markets collapse around the world?
Well, you're right. And I think that at the very nexus of the whole thing is the U.S. economy. And the tremendous debt that's been generated by administration after administration, as pointed out by Mr. Walker in very terse terms. And then you have the unbridled creation of money and credit by the privately owned Federal Reserve. And we've had for some time the Japanese cranking out a tremendous amount of credit by having 0.5% interest rates and creating what they call the yen carry trade. The yen carry trade, because the yen is moving upward, is diminishing in size. It's not going to go away right away, but over a period of time, I think it will lessen, and that means that in doing so, that the Federal Reserve and other central banks will have to continue to create money and credit along with private means of doing so at around 14%. And the smaller the yen carry trade gets, the more that the Federal Reserve and others have to create. And I see that number going up to 20% over the next 2 to 3 years. And that means we're going to have even more inflation than we have already. And everybody knows that the government now, I should rephrase that, everybody knows now that the government lies about all the statistics. And, you know, all you have to do is spend money, and you know that what they're telling you is not truthful. And so I think that we're going to have higher inflation. I think gold and silver prices will do very well, but I expect that between now and the end of the year, the stock market will go lower. I believe there'll be a basing out here over the next 4 or 5 weeks, maybe as long as into the middle of June. And then I expect a choppy rally in the market. Won't amount to very much. And then in September, October, we'll get the double whammy, and that market's going down. And for a whole host of reasons. And I noticed that Mr. Paulson, the Secretary of the Treasury, has scurried off to China, South Korea, and Japan again, evidently to try to give them their marching orders. And when you see a trip like that, you know that there's some serious troubles. It's been disappointing that everything has come down in this correction, and that is unusual. It usually doesn't happen that way. And people who are in investments that are not in the stock market are disappointed that they've had corrections in their other investments as well, but all they have to do is be patient, and gold and silver and commodities will move back up again, and the market will move down, and I see interest rates going back up again. They blipped down on Friday, and they started to move back up to today. And you'll see the plunge protection team, which is the working group of financial markets, and the Federal Reserve in the market every day doing what they want to do. And sooner or later, they're going to run out of gas. They're not going to be able to control it because the amounts of money are just too big. And when that happens, the economy will collapse. Hello?
Yes. So I was just asking what's happening as far as the markets. Were they off today as much as they were last Wednesday? I'm talking about throughout the world.
Well, we had Japan off early today. I think it was 275. We had the FTSE in London off the equivalent of 170. We had CAC 40 in Paris off about 100. And we had the DAX off about the same. The market actually held up all day. And then the ISM report came out.
Bob, you're cutting in and out. You're cutting in and out.
Well, there's not much I can do about it.
All right, go ahead then.
Anyway, the where was I? Oh, the ISM, a non-manufacturing index, came out, and it was it was 59 in December, 57.1 in January, and 54.3 in February.
Now, what does that actually indicate? What's the ISM?
It is 80% of the American economy. It's an index about U.S. services as opposed to manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not very good. And when that came out, the market got hit. It ended up down 64 on the day. The equivalent amount from S&P, that's another index, Standard & Poor's, was down 130 Dow points, and NASDAQ was down 164 Dow points. So the market was actually, at the end of the day, in the last half hour, was weaker than what it looked in the Dow. They hit oil for 157 today, taking it to 60.07. Gasoline was off 6 pennies. And I don't have the dollar index, but it was up about a half a point early on to about 85. That's an approximation. The euro was down 0211. Excuse me, the pound was off 0211, which is over 2 pennies, which is a very, very large drop. And the euro was off almost a penny at minus 0.092. And that tells me, when you see the currencies down that way for no apparent reason, that the government's in the market. And, of course, they were in the gold and silver market. And quite frankly, I thought the gold and silver market today did quite well.
How did they end up?
It was only off 320.
I see. Okay. Well, I think that it's important for our listeners to understand that, you know, basically there's been tremendous overproduction. There's a difference between you've got to have production meeting demand, and the demand really is not there. The only really increasing demand is for military. And, of course, this is one reason why I believe they're going to have another war. That to cover their financial irresponsibility, so they can blame the collapse of our system over here and our currency on the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's hiding in a cave someplace, and that's not it at all. You can't spend money that you don't have. We're the most powerful nation in the world, but we're also the largest debtor nation in the world, and we're having to borrow money every single day. About how much do we have to actually borrow from foreign countries just to pay our debts?
Well, $3.4 billion a day, which is about $72 billion a month.
Well, now,
last month, that didn't work out all that well. I think we had about $17 billion come in. So there was a big shortfall. And when that shortfall occurs, usually what happens is that if domestic buying does not make up for what didn't come into the United States in the form of investment in U.S. treasuries and agencies, then the Federal Reserve will go in the market and they will buy paper, buy bonds, and they will monetize that debt. And monetization is extremely inflationary immediately.
I think you have to explain those terms, Bob, because the average person doesn't understand what you're talking when you say monetize. It means they're just going to create money out of nothing and wealth out of nothing to buy the debt. How can you buy the debt with and pay for it with nothing? about what that is highly inflationary. They're just inflating the money supply. Would that be a fairly good explanation?
Perfect.
Okay. Well, I think
perfect. I think the numbers are going to be not very good for this past month as well, February. February.
Right.
And if they are bad, and we have one more month of it, it'll be a trend. It takes three times to become a trend. I'm conservative at calling trends. And there weren't some super deep trouble.
Hold on, we'll be back. We'll be back in just a moment, Bob, right after the break.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military-issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Bob Chapman. We're talking about what's happening to our country financially, and people don't understand. You can't, you know, keep spending more than you're bringing in. And we're going behind every single day, every single week, every single month. And so the deficit this year is going to be, well, they're going to tell us it's going to be about $248 billion, but they're lying. Because they know that they're stealing money from Social Security. They're stealing money from the Medicare Trust Fund. But more than that, they're not paying for the war. That's off budget. And then, of course, all the earmarks that they added to the defense budget are not being funded. And where's the money coming from? Why, it becomes the debt that will be paid for by our children and our grandchildren. And, of course, they're going to not only have to pay the debt, they're going to have to pay the interest on that debt. And this is growing just exponentially. So understand that nothing is new under the sun. It was Cicero back before the Roman Republic fell who said, you know, the budget should be balanced. Foreign spending should be restricted. The arrogance of officials should be curtailed. And of course, domestic spending must be limited, else Rome will go bankrupt. And that's just what happened. Rome went bankrupt, and they went into a dictatorship, and that was the beginning of the Roman Empire. The difference between the Republic, where the men were free, and the Empire, where everyone was a slave. And you had a ruler in Washington, I should say in Rome, that controlled everything. Nero, Cicero, Nero, and so many of the decrepit and depraved of rulers that Rome had during that period of time, Caligula. In fact, sometimes I wonder if there's a similarity between what they had in Rome with Caligula and what we have in Washington, D.C. today. But go ahead and pick up the story there.
Well, I likened, as you probably remember, our present president to both Nero and Caligula because I believe he's a lunatic. And in spite of what his handlers have told him, he has continued on his course in Iraq and Afghanistan, whereas the Illuminists want to bow out. He wants to keep it going, and he wants to go into Iran. But I saw a big change in policy last week. As the international forecaster readers know, there has been back-channeling with Iran, not by the administration, but by the Illuminists, for about 2.5 years. And now we're going to have talks, and negotiations have already begun, between Iran, Syria, and the United States. And I think the thing that kicked it over the edge was that evidently Syria has a very large stock of deliverable smallpox. And they've said that they're going to deliver that smallpox to Israel and to Iraq if the U.S. attacks. And so I think that's another reason why I don't think now, if things continue the way that they are, that we will have conflict in Iran. The contingency in Iraq is very simple. The government has a proposal before Parliament to do a new oil act. And once that is approved, and which I believe it will be, then the troops will start to come out and the civil war will stop and enough troops will be left behind to protect U.S. and British oil interests. And essentially what it is the concession, 65 out of 80 known oil fields will go up for bid, and of course you know who's going to get the bids. ExxonMobil and Chevron and British Petroleum and so on.
And Shell Oil Company, sure.
Yeah, and they're gonna make a fortune. My calculations are that without spending any investable money, without leaving any money in the country, they'll take about 30% off the top. And that's one of the reasons they had the war in the first place. And that's going to come to fruition by July. And there's still some negotiations going on the proposal. And eventually what they're going to do is split Iraq up into three pieces.
Well, Bob, I hope
they're at balkanization so they can have another war anytime they want it.
Okay, hold on. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Chapman here at Genesis.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Well, Dr. Stan, Bob is saying that he doesn't think there's going to be a war with Iran, and I hope and pray that he's right. I will say that, you know, if there's any threat of biological warfare from Syria, we know that, contrary to everything we've been told by the controlled media, and we have this from a number of reliable sources, that Saddam, he did have biological and chemical weapons that were transferred to Syria before the American attack, and our government knew that, the intelligence agencies knew that, and you could know that too if you go up on the internet and type in Saddam Hussein, or weapons of mass destruction, Syria, and you'll find literally thousands of hits up there on that subject, thousands of articles totally concealed from the American people. But so Syria really has the ability to threaten, to unleash those, and they've actually threatened, whether it'll be smallpox or some of the other biological agents that they were given by Saddam Hussein, I don't know. But remember, Syrian intelligence at the time was working with the CIA. And Syrian, and the intelligence agencies always interlock. Maybe their governments don't know it, but they do. In fact, do you remember when they picked up this Canadian here in the United States? He was coming home from Syria. He was a Canadian citizen. And they picked him up. They accused him of being a terrorist. And they sent him to Syria to be tortured. Now, why would we be sending somebody to Syria to be tortured? Because our intelligence agencies were working with their intelligence agencies. That's the way the world really works. So, I mean, what you see on television, what you hear from, from Brian Williams and the other government spokesmen like Rush Limbaugh are simply rhetoric over reality, symbolism over substance. Bob, pick up the story, and I do hope and pray, and I say that with all sincerity, that you're right that there's not going to be a war with Iran.
Well, I think there's a good chance now that there won't. I think that George Bush's father has told him, and so haven't many others in the Illuminati, that we can't have this. You know, we run the show, you don't. And we'll fix it so that you won't go down in history as a meathead. But we got to do this, and that is we got to get those oil rights in Iraq. We got to get out of there. The American people have lost their patience. We'll look at $1.2 trillion in total before we get out in debt. None of that's in the budget. And we can't afford to attack Iran. We don't have the men to invade and occupy. And now Iran has weapons that they didn't have before, which the Russians have supplied. And it's too much. And as 8 months ago, Zbigniew Brzezinski said, we've got to make a deal. And what the administration has done is put down our move toward world government by 5 or 10 years. And my response is, let's try 20 or 30. And so even though they're going to get those oil rights, the Iraq-Afghanistan situation is a disaster, financially and otherwise. And I think Afghanistan is a bigger problem because the Taliban are very well armed, trained. They picked up a lot of new recruits in Pakistan. And they're really moving forward. And NATO, which thought the problem in Afghanistan, the Taliban, was solved, so they agreed to send peacekeepers there. Now what's happening is that they're in the line of fire, and they're going to have to send more, and they don't know what they're going to do.
Well, if you look at things over there from a logical point of view, they don't make any logical sense. In fact, what you're seeing over there is organized madness. So maybe there's another agenda, and we'll talk more about that in some of our subsequent programs. But looking at it logically, Bob is absolutely right. From a logical point of view, why we certainly should negotiate a peace, let's see if we do. Time alone's going to tell. Under any circumstances, why certainly... continuing the war over there is just going to continue running up debts and requiring money we just don't have. And even at the best, it's going to take as many months, if not years, to get certainly all of our troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan. And in the meantime, there'll be a terrible price to play in blood as well as in money. Well, Bob, what do you foresee happening? Do you think that we are now in the progressive downward slide? What's going to happen to the price of gold and silver? They certainly have been doing very, very poorly here in this last week or so.
Well, they had a very nice run-up, and they've given up $43 in the price of gold. I don't know the exact figure in silver, but it's about 10%. It was unexpected, generally speaking, but there's a massive short out there. And at the same time, I noticed this morning there was major buying by institutions on the long side of the market. And so when you short something, you're betting it's going to go down. And then sooner or later, you've got to buy the short back. And that's going to make the market stabilize and go up. I think we're fairly close to a bottom here. It could come this week and next week. And we're probably going to get the same thing in the market, as I said earlier. And for those of you who are buyers of gold and silver and coins and shares, this is an excellent opportunity to go into the market and buy, because prices have come back down again to prohibitively inexpensive levels. And I encourage you to do so.
Now, what's happened to the gold shares and silver shares? Coeur d'Alene, Hecla, Gold Corp, and things like that. Have they dropped with the rest of the market?
They've dropped, but not that much. Like, Agnico Eagle closed today at 35.65, and it was 40, you know, a week or so ago. So that's off about 15%. Silver Standard is $30 in round figures, off from 35. Gold Corp is 24.5, off from 28. And one of the exciting exploration companies, Rainy River, is off from 4.5 to $4. Opportunities there, but they haven't got crushed. They just come off.
Okay, fine. So basically, they haven't been taken much as hip as some of the other stocks have.
No, they haven't. They're off, but nothing precipitous. And as you know, these stocks, they bounce back pretty quickly when they come back. So I'm not concerned. It's just another opportunity.
Well, now, what do you anticipate? Do you think that we've seen the major drop in the stock market and it'll stop now and start to recover? Or do you anticipate that maybe it'll keep sliding here for a couple of months?
Well, I think it'll slide a little bit lower, but I think it's going to base out over March, particularly in April. And then in May, it'll start to get a little stronger. And in June and July, you'll have a rally, but I don't think it'll amount to anything special. And then in September, October, I think the market's going to get hit very hard. And it's going to be fast and furious. And I see at least 9,500 on the Dow, and Dow was 12,100 today. And that's a conservative estimate. And that's going to go on, I think, for the following year, right into the presidential election. They'll do everything they can to stop it, but I don't think they're going to be successful because the fundamentals are not there for them.
Well, certainly our manufacturing has shifted overseas, but then it's our corporations that are manufacturing over China, and certainly they're doing very, very well manufacturing there at a very low price and then shipping it back in the United States. But the question is, how long can the American consumer continue spending money that he doesn't have and going further and further into debt?
Well, we don't know that, but we do know that it will stop. And I think what's going to click the whole thing off is the problem that we have that I talked about 4 years ago with some subprime loans. Anybody in the world could have gotten a house. Just make your mark on the paper. You didn't have to be literate. You just lie about your income, and you got what you want. And they're all coming home to roost now. That'll happen over the next 2 years. I expect between 33 and 50% of all owners of those kinds of loans will lose their homes. We're talking between $500 and $700 billion worth of homes will be lost. Now, they're all going to come on the market for sale. And that means house prices are going down another 30% in the former hot areas. I mean, if you live in an area where the house prices didn't go up very much, you're not going to have a problem. But they're going to have a problem in the areas where they did go up, and they've got secondary loans on the good loans, such as equity loans, or they've cashed out. If the price of a house goes from $300 to $200, because it's gone down 30%, which I think it will, in the former hot areas, and you bought the house for $200, and at $300 you took $100,000 out, with $200,000 you don't have anything anymore. People are going to walk. And so that is going to key the drop, major drop in consumption. And consumption 70% of GDP, it'll drop down to 64.5, which is the long-term mean. And that's what we get to look forward to.
Well, our telephone number out there is 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question for Bob, certainly he's one of the most knowledgeable people that we know of. And first of all, we had the major stock market bubble burst, and that was certainly in 2000 and 2001. Then we had the housing bubble burst, probably last year or the end of the year before that. And now with these two major sources of mass liquidity gone, why, you know, they're not going to be able to continue this totally unstable or unsustainable, prosperity, because it is built upon debt, and debt is built upon non-existent money. And, of course, real wealth is dependent upon things that have intrinsic value, and certainly debt doesn't have much in the way of intrinsic value, does it?
No, not at all. This is why people subscribe to the forecaster, because we're way ahead of the curve on these things. We had people selling their homes a year and a half ago at the top of the market. We've kept people from buying homes and that have gone down in value. And we've kept people away from adjustable rate mortgages. And we've helped get people out of debt. I get hundreds of letters from people, I subscribed and I listened to what you said, and now I'm debt-free and I'm so happy, and, I'm making investments in the gold and silver area and so on. And so the forecaster has been very helpful to people.
All right, Bob, why don't you tell people how they can get hold of a copy of the forecaster, and if they're interested in subscribing to the magazine?
The publication is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We've been publishing for 17 years, and prior to that I spent 28 years in the brokerage business. I own my own brokerage firm. And we have an email edition that goes out on Wednesdays and Saturdays, about 25 or 30 pages each time, and we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month. If you'd like to get a free introductory copy, you can call toll-free to 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. And if you'd like to go to our site on the internet, that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com.
All right, fine. I will tell you that I look forward to getting Bob's publication every single week. Actually, we get it twice a week now. Always fascinating information in there, and you just need to get yourself prepared. Nobody knows exactly what's going to happen, but Bob's ideas certainly have held up very, very well, and he's predicted the things that have taken place. And if you know what's going to take place, you can protect yourself. You're not going to get rich, probably, although you might be able to. If you want to speculate, you could. But speculation is dangerous in times like this for those people who are not prepared for it and are not emotionally attuned. Because the entire psychology of the market is based upon two things. One is greed and one is fear. And you may be motivated by greed, but believe me, when the fear comes on board, why, of course, you can't sleep. You just don't know what to do. Well, who do we have? We have a caller. Who's calling in?
My name is John.
Hi, John. Where are you calling from?
From Rochester, New York.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. I have a clip here from Glenn Beck. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's saying that there is no deficit. Well, he's saying that there is a deficit, but it's dropping 23.5%. So he's saying that the deficit is getting paid off.
Well, if I would not put one bit of credence at all to anything he says, I would suggest you simply go to the side of Mr. David Walker, who is the general accountant of the, he's in charge of the accounting for the United States government, see what he has to say. You can pull his material down, or you can read it on 60 Minutes on Sunday evening. And he says you know, that we are on the verge of financial catastrophe. Now, this is the man who's in charge, who keeps the books for the government. So either he's lying or Mr. Beck is lying. And I would bet my bottom dollars, Mr. Beck. What do you think, Bob?
Well, I agree. And I think what Mr. Beck is leaving out is that he's talking about the cash operation of the United States government, which does not include any of the off-budget items, nor does it include the removal of funds that are being paid into the system, revenue into the United States government from Social Security and Medicare, which are in surplus right now by about $300 billion a year. So if you take their proposed deficit of $287 billion and you add on another $300 billion, you're looking at $600 billion that our government is in debt on a current basis.
And you see, basically, there are two sets of books. There is one, what they tell the public, and then there's a real set of books. And you can actually go up on the Internet and pull them down. What do they call those, Bob? The fiduciary, something like that. And basically, they'll admit, you know, that we are going behind because we need a certain amount of money to invest in to pay off our future obligations. The debt for this year is going to be something like, I think it's, what, $6 or $8 trillion. That's the real debt. So this man simply...
Well, that's just the cash debt.
Yeah, that's
just the cash debt. It'll be in the vicinity of $8.9 trillion. But you have all these committed programs, and if you put them all together, you will find that we are committed for approximately $70 to $90 trillion, depending upon a lot of factors.
We're out of time, Gov.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I really need to remind all of our leaders that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and you do that by giving us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and of course, we'd be glad to... I'd send you a free catalog, I'd send you a copy of my newsletter, but of course we do hope that you'll want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our monthly newsletter and our four tape sets or four CD sets that we offer on a monthly basis. And then, of course, to understand what's happening financially and all the intricacies of everything going on and how they simply lie about what's going on, why we hope that you'll call and get order a talk we've given called Financial Tsunami. That's Financial Tsunami. And then, of course, we hope that you'll get the syllabus that goes along with that because it gives you all the documentation. What is M1? What is M2? What is M3? And what's the difference between them? Do we have any gold left? And if we do, where is the gold stored? What is the real debt in the relationship between the gross domestic product and the debt of our nation? And this is the total debt, the debt not only of our federal government, but our states and our counties and our individual debt. All of these facts and so much more is in the Financial Tsunami syllabus, and we recommend you get it, you read it, you study it. We have a little pamphlet. It's called The History of Money, and it goes into what happened in ancient Greece and ancient Rome, and of course what happened in Florence and Venice, and then the central bank that was formed in Great Britain in 1694 that allowed them to defeat Napoleon using borrowed money or money that they made out of nothing. And of course, we have so much material in the way of books like The Creature from Jekyll Island, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton, The book, The Fiat Money, Inflation in France, by Arthur Dickinson White, Andrew Dickinson White, and then Professor Sutton's book, Gold for Investment, Gold for Survival. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. There has never been a more important point in time, the history of our nation in recent years, when you needed to understand our financial system, understand what the central bank is, understand who controls it, understand the secret societies and their secret agenda. And I am firmly convinced, after having studied this going on 45 years now, that they intend to destroy the economy of this nation and enslave our people. They want to transfer our wealth to other nations and lower our living standards. And if you doubt that, you need to read the Earth Charter, and you can get that in our Sustainable Development Syllabus, or we'll send you a copy free of charge if you request it by calling 1-800-544-8927. But you need to get the material on sustainable development to understand that the elite feel that there are just too many people in the world, and we are using up their resources. Why do you think that Al Gore wants you to cut back and conserve when he's got a 10,000-square-foot mansion and he's not cutting back and conserving? He doesn't want you having so many children. You should only have one child. He has four. But you see, he's part of the elite. He has his own jet plane, but he doesn't want you driving your car. He wants you on a bicycle. And this is the way the elite feel, and you must understand that there are people who have a different worldview, because they worship a different God. And so this is why you need to get our material. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And we have so much information on the secret societies. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there is a secret that's been passed down for thousands of years by the princes of masonry, by the elders, by the people who have been given access to this secret. Well, one of these days, we'll very, very soon, we'll give you an opportunity to get my book, my article on the forbidden secret.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than... You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our callers. And today, of course, it's going to be an open-line program because our regularly scheduled guest, who was formerly the head of the Mossad, but he's no longer working there, and he was on a plane, so he's not going to be with us. So it's going to be just you and me. And I thought maybe we would talk about the current financial crisis that is facing the United States, and using perhaps as a background for that the talk that was given by Mr. David Walker, who is actually the chief operating officer of the General Accounting Office of the United States government, and he has a 15-year appointment, so he can actually come out and really tell you the truth about what's going on. Now, there are a lot of government shills out there, or maybe there are people who just don't know what's going on. We're going to tell you, oh, the deficit is coming down. In fact, during the last hour, we had a gentleman call in, and he was quoting some pundit who said, my goodness, the deficit is not as large this year as it was last year. It was up over $400 billion, and now it's down to, I think it's $247 or $287 billion. And it's going to just keep right on falling. The deficit is falling. But they don't tell you that they're using two sets of books. And when they tell you that debt is falling, they're talking about on-budget items. And on-budget items, why the debt is actually falling to some extent. But what about the off-budget items? What about the fact that they're using an actuarially system where the money that comes in is spent automatically, and a lot of that is the Social Security money that should be going into the Social Security fund? But it isn't. They simply put an IOU in and they spend it. A lot of that is money that's going into the Medicare fund. It should be going there to pay for future Medicare expenses. But they don't. They steal the money, they put an IOU in. And so, yes, there is an account. It consists of a file in a drawer someplace. And it's got a lot of IOUs from the government. But where's the government going to get the money? Government doesn't have any money. The only money the government has is what it takes from you in taxes, what it actually can borrow, and what it can print, which is highly inflationary. So, I mean, it used to be that the old adage of the Democrats was, tax and tax, spend and spend, elect and elect. The mantra of the Republicans, since you don't want to raise taxes, it's much more popular if you can cut taxes, is borrow and borrow, spend and spend, and elect and elect. And that's exactly what we're doing. Now, first of all, we're simply borrowing from the Social Security Fund, the Medicare Fund, and that is mentioned in that $287 billion that they tell you the deficit's going down. But the next best biggest thing that they're doing is they're actually not paying for the war and all the earmarks on the defense budget, all the so-called special pork barrel projects. Those are all on a separate budget. It's not on budget. And so that's an off-budget item, and we're talking about every year now is well about a trillion and a half dollars in that budget. That's a separate budget. So they have to add that on to the Social Security budget. You have to add that on to the Medicare budget deficit, and then you come up with the fact that the real budget deficit for this year is going to be well over $600 billion, closer to $700 billion. And when the president says that the budget is balanced, well, we'll be back here in just a moment to explore this whole incredible problem. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And we're going to be talking this afternoon for this hour about the massive budget deficit, about a program that occurred on 60 Minutes last night, which I thought was one of the more significant programs I've seen there, and I watch it every week because I like to see what the enemy's doing, and most of the programs are contrived, but last night, the guest, at least the second guest, was a gentleman named David Walker, and he is the chief operating officer of the United States. He's in charge of the General Accounting Office, and he is in charge of keeping the books. And his plea to the American people is understand that we are on the brink of financial catastrophe, and he's going all over America trying to get the message out, and you're not hearing it ordinarily. But you would hear it if you'd listened last night. And you could actually go up on the Google in, if you have a computer, 60 Minutes, CBS, David Walker. That's David Walker. And they have all the programs were on last night. Get the text of what he said and read it and read it and read it. Now, you can go to the General Accounting Office and get the talks he gave. And there are slide presentations. They do not have the text written out. But you can see all these pictures, and he explains very clearly that we are on the brink of a financial Armageddon. Our telephone number, incidentally, if you'd like to call in, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I certainly would urge you to become aware of what he said. And I quote here, "I would argue that the most serious threat to the United States is not someone hiding in a cave in Afghanistan or Pakistan, but our own fiscal irresponsibility," Walker told Croft. "I'm going to show you some numbers. They're all big, and they're all bad." And then he goes on to say that the American people need to understand what's really going on, and we're going on spending money that there were no tomorrow. We're charging it to a credit card and expecting our grandchildren to pay for it, and that's absolutely outrageous. The problem is, of course, we're spending fantastic amounts of money that we don't have. We're borrowing money for the entitlements that we promised, and there is no way in the world that it can possibly be paid for. And the people who honestly think that they're going to be able to get their Social Security and Medicare benefits that they've been promised in the future are absolutely mistaken, and my personal belief is this has been done on purpose. We'll be right back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, because this is going to be an open line program, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And the pundits up on the Internet and many of the pundits on television will tell you that everything's fine. The budget deficit is falling, and they tell you that because President Bush has said it. But remember, President Bush also said that he was going to get us Osama bin Laden, dead or alive. You remember that? That was a promise. And then they wouldn't let the American troops try to catch Osama bin Laden, let him escape into Pakistan, and then refused to go in after him, and then attacked, of course, Iraq because they had weapons of mass destruction, and then they didn't find any weapons of mass destruction. And this is the man, the same president, who's telling us the budget is balanced. We're only up to, the budget deficit was only a 2.04 or 2.8 billion dollars. This $248 billion this year, $280 billion. And in a few years, it's going to be balanced. And it's not going to be balanced, ladies and gentlemen. There's no way to balance the budget. Because we have promised massive amounts of money and benefits to our people. The 1st of January of the year 2008, why we will actually, the first baby boomers will begin to retire, they'll be 62. And 3 years later, they'll be eligible for Medicare. And we've got about 70 million baby boomers who are all going to be eligible for Social Security and Medicare, and now for the new Medicare drug benefits. And there's no money to pay it. Well, let's go to Mike, who's calling. And incidentally, if you're out there, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Stan. I'm concerned about the cost of the war bankrupting America, and I think it might even be much worse than that. I don't have any idea where this money is coming from to finance the war, and I'm concerned it's coming from maybe private individuals who are much wealthier than any nations are or ever will be, and they probably... I wonder if they maybe don't even expect to ever get their money back.
Well, basically,
but when America goes into receivership, then they'll get their payoff.
Well, basically, Mike, what they're doing is they're simply paying for the war with borrowed money. They're selling bonds to pay for it, and these bonds are 20 or 30-year bonds. And this is how we're doing it. Of course, if you notice, we're increasing the national debt about $800 billion a year. Now, they tell us, of course, the deficit's only $280 billion a year, but how could the national debt be going up over almost $800 billion a year when the deficit is only $280 billion a year? And the truth of the matter is, they lie.
Well, and who's buying the bonds?
People in other countries.
Yeah.
China's buying our bonds. Japan's buying our bonds. Germany's buying our bonds. But what happens when these countries stop buying our bonds? In fact, what happens when they start cashing them in? And so we have a national debt of about $8 trillion, $8.7 trillion right now. We have bonds out to cover all of that. But what happens when people start cashing in those bonds? And that, of course, is when the whole house of cards starts tumbling down. We're running this war with borrowed money, just exactly as we ran the Vietnam War with borrowed money. Why? Because it doesn't hurt anybody. If the people of this country were having to pay for running this war, they were going to have to put out $3,000 or $4,000 a year for this war, every one of them. Why, they'd be up in arms. But they're not, and it's we're getting the war on the cheap. It's all done with borrowed money.
Well, when these people go to collect, do you think they're going to be happy with Federal Reserve notes printed as fast as their presses can run?
Or
are they going to want to take some assets instead, federal assets?
Of course, what people are doing right now, and what most Americans don't understand, is that the people and governments that hold our money, or the banks that hold our money, you know, they don't want to just dump those dollars on the market because they know that would crash the dollar, and then they'd get maybe half back in value. So what they're doing is, following that old slogan, they're buying American. And they're buying up our roads. They're buying up our corporations. They're buying up our dams. They're buying up our freeways. And, of course, 25%, and if you have my syllabus on the financial tsunami, you'll realize that about 25% of what were previously American corporations are now owned by foreign companies. I mean, what could be more American than Westinghouse? I mean, Westinghouse is sort of like apple pie and Ford, and the only trouble is that the Westinghouse is now a Japanese company. And the Japanese are coming over and buying up our property and our corporations, and the Chinese are coming over and buying up our corporations, and the Germans and the English. And this is what happens to a country that has been fiscally irresponsible. And it's sort of like, you know, anybody can go out and live very well on borrowed money. But sooner or later, you have to pay the piper. And that, of course, is where we are today. These other countries own probably in the neighborhood of about $3 trillion of our debt. And, of course, they're cashing it in, and they're buying up things here in the United States. And they're buying up, you know, our property, they're buying up our future, they're buying up our roadways. In fact, it's the foreigners who are building the the NAFTA superhighway. It's being built by a Texas concern, but it's being paid for by a consortium of Australian and Spanish money. And it's coming in here, and they're spending hundreds of billions of dollars to buy this major thoroughfare through the heart of America. And they're going to make a lot of money out of it. Don't think for not one minute they're not going to, with all sorts of oil lines and power lines. And I think that these are six-lane highways going both directions and trail lines, and they're going to be able to reap money from all of those things at the expense of the American people. And the real plan is, if you've read the master plan, it's really laid out in the Earth Charter, it is to impoverish the American people and to destroy the middle class. When you understand that, you can understand so much of what's going on today.
Well, another important piece of reading would be Executive Order 12803 by George H.W. Bush in April 1992. It puts everything owned by government up for sale for the purpose of paying down national debt. And I really don't quite know how he could do this, because it's not just the federal government. It's all state government, all the way down to the school board, towns and cities. Even it names Indian tribe reservations to whatever extent the government has ownership there. It's all up for sale. It's only about a four-page executive order. It's pretty easy to read, much less confusing than most.
Would you like to just get the number out one more time?
12803.
What do you know?
George H.W.
Well, the thing is that what the average person really doesn't understand is that most of our states are running on borrowed money. Now, traditionally in California, this was illegal. It was unconstitutional, but the people in Sacramento don't believe in the Constitution. They have their own agenda. And Arnold certainly doesn't believe in the Constitution. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he has come up with the greatest scam of all time. He is going to produce prosperity in California with borrowed money. This year, he conned the people of California into voting for $40 billion of bonds, which are going to be, they're going to be able to spend $40 billion here in California. Now, that's really going to be great for the economy. The only trouble is that the money has to be paid back. And it not only has to be paid back, it has to be paid back with interest. And of course, that $40 billion is going to cost $80 billion over a period of 30 years to pay it back. And of course, but Arnold won't be there. He won't have to face the angry people.
This is why he said, the day after he announced his candidacy, he said that children, and this is, quote, the children are the greatest resources for the state.
They sure are.
They are going to be paying the debt.
They're going to be paying off the debt that Arnold is getting. But, you know, if you go down to the bank, Mike, and you borrow $100,000, you can live pretty well, can't you, spending it, and you'll even increase the prosperity of the people you do business with. But one day, sooner or later, you're going to have to pay back that $100,000 with interest. And of course, that's when the day of reckoning comes. So that's what they're doing in California. Not only that, but we've given very, very generous pensions to many of our state employees and to our state patrolmen and the people who work for various branches of government. The only trouble is there's no money to pay those pension funds. And when the stock market takes a dip, why, of course, when it comes to paying the money, there's not going to be any money there. The people are anticipating getting money from their state pensions, so I think we're in for a real surprise. This is exactly as the people who anticipate there's going to be money for Social Security and for Medicare in the future. In fact, we might have even been able to get by with the Medicare system, but not with, pardon me, with the Social Security system, but not with the Medicare system that costs five times as much as Social Security. And, of course, we're having to borrow money from foreign countries right now simply to make up for the deficit in Medicare. So we're in real trouble.
How much of that comes from the World Bank?
I really can't tell you. I mean, whether the World Bank is investing, a lot of this is coming from foreign countries. And our good friends over in communist China, who hold the key to the financial responsibility of the United States, which is why Mr. Paulson and the Secretary of the Federal Reserve Board, they don't wait for the leaders of China to come to the United States. They go over there with hat in hand. we are subservient to them because they own, they hold so much of our money. They hold about $700 billion. They have about $1 trillion in reserves. $700 billion of that is American money. If they were to dump that on the market tomorrow with a weak Buy America, would lose all the value of their currency, and our people would be destitute in their own land. Anything else, Mike?
That's nothing else.
All right, fine, and we'll be back to Andrew in just a moment. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. Love to talk to you. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got Andrew on the line from Monterey. Hi, Andrew. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
All right, fine. Did you have a question or comment?
Yeah. Well, are you familiar with a Hamiltonian national-style economy?
No, I'm not acquainted with that. Of course, Hamilton,
okay.
Alexander Hamilton was a monarchist, and he wanted really to have had a king.
Well, when they first made the nation, you know, they were faced with a pretty big debt problem, right?
Right.
Yeah. Right. So, have you gone on to and seen what Lyndon LaRouche is saying about the issue that we have to go back to a capital-style budget?
Well, because don't get me started on Lyndon LaRouche, because I've crossed swords with him in the past. Let me simply
point... Why, though? Because he is saying we have to use the precedent of a Alexander Hamilton-style national bank.
Well, we already have an Alexander Hamilton national bank. That's why we're in the trouble. We are Alexander. First of all, the debate back then, here
that's
in
globalization,
the,
which is the opposite of what Hamilton did to get the nation out of debt.
Hamilton, of course, wanted a central bank. Thomas Jefferson argued against it. Unfortunately,
he changed his mind afterwards.
Let me make my point, and then you can make yours. Unfortunately, George Washington sided with Hamilton, and we got the first Bank of the United States. But
right.
The first Bank of the United States, at least a third of the stock was owned by the European bankers. And, of course, the charter was for 20 years. It was to run from 1791 until 1811. And, of course, by 1811, many, many people realized that it was the Europeans who were benefiting from this central bank, and so... there was pressure on the Congress not to renew the first charter of the bank.
But it wasn't just the issue of money, though.
Let me finish, and then I'll let you have your say. And so it was that what happened at that time was they did not renew the charter of the first Bank of the United States in 1811. And the next year we were in a war with England for no other reason than we were being punished for not allowing the English and the internationalists to control our financial system. And, of course, when the when the War of 1812 ended, why we established a charter for the Second Bank of the United States, and once again, the Europeans controlled our economy. Now, what was your point?
Oh, well, you don't think that the idea of having the government, instead of private financial interest and control of credit needed, because that was the issue of the bank, is the credit to get... Well, at the end, they call it the internal improvement.
Well, I've heard all of these arguments and the social credit arguments, and they're all full holes in my estimation. But you go ahead and make your point.
Oh, well, what's wrong with that now? Because you can go back because Franklin Roosevelt used it. Remember? He used the Reconstruction Finance Corporation as a form of a national bank. And through that, we had all the stuff built that, turned our nation into the strongest industrial economy in the world. So why would you be against having that kind of system again?
Because FDR was deeply involved with the occult. He was in bed with these internationalists, and certainly...
Well, that sounds like a nice Wall Street slander.
Well, I don't care what it says. Look at the end result of what he did.
Of course. They tried to kill him. They tried to set up fascist dictatorships all over the world, including here. And they spread all those kind of slanders.
Well, I
when in fact, they've always been against the, this Hamiltonian system.
All right, fine. Hold just a moment there.
But it's the issue today that we're going to deal with the collapse of the...
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest today is Andrew, and he's from Monterey, and he likes Lyndon LaRouche, and he thinks what we should do is have the sort of central bank that Alexander Hamilton wanted back in 1791 when we established the first Bank of the United States under the tutelage of Alexander Hamilton, but it was really a bank that was under the control of the internationalists. But go ahead, Andrew, have your say, and we'll go on from there.
Don't forget the other two reports, too, about credit and industry, right? That was the tripartite arrangement whereby, one, you're increasing the power of your labor force, one. Because that's what Hamilton talks about. How do you increase the happiness of your population?
Well, of course, everybody's going to be very happy when you create all the money out of nothing, but what you do is you create a false prosperity, and out of that false prosperity comes... Andrew, please, don't interrupt me. I don't interrupt you. What the first bank of the United States did was create an artificial prosperity by creating money out of nothing. And of course,
what was the money spent on, though?
The money was spent on whatever the bankers wanted it spent on.
No, it was spent on things like
Andrew, if you're going to keep interrupting me, I'm going to cut you off. Let me have my say, and then you can have your say. But basically, of course, the first bank of the United States, the reason, of course, the charter was not renewed in 1811 was because it was controlled by the Europeans. A third of the stock was owned by Europeans. And they weren't interested in America. They weren't interested in our prosperity. They were interested, of course, in benefiting from the labor of the American people. And, of course, Lyndon LaRouche and many other people of his type will try to tell you this was a great system. But Congress didn't think so, and that's why they refused to renew the charter in 1811. And that is why they plunged us into a war in 1812 to punish the people for refusing to go along with the masters. Now, what's your point? I guess we lost Andrew. Well, I didn't cut him off, but there are people who, of course, there are many, many schemes out there to how you can create artificial prosperity by simply creating money, the social credit system. What we will do, of course, we will create money based upon bridges. We'll build a bridge, and that bridge has a certain amount of value, and so that will be the value of the money. The money will be backed by the bridge. We will build roads, and then, of course, the road will be the basis of the money. And this is exactly the system that had been tried earlier. It had been tried in 1789 after the French Revolution. And the whole idea of the monetary system was established after the French Revolution was, first of all, to destroy the existing monetary system and to create a new and wonderful system. And the government nationalized all the holdings of the Vatican, of the Catholic Church. And then they said, well, look at all of how valuable all that property is. Why don't we just go ahead and print up money? And instead of being secured by gold and silver, it'll be secured by the value of the property. And so they printed up a certain amount of money, and they put it in circulation, and the system worked, and it worked very well. And the people were very happy for a time because, of course, everybody was prosperous. There was all this money out there. And then, of course, as it began to equalize and it began with more and more, the money, more money they printed, the less value it had, and people got very unhappy with that because they thought they had value in their money, and the money was backed by property rather than by gold and silver, and so they had to print up, the economy began to slow down, they had to print up more money. And then, of course, it worked very well for a while until the economy began to slow down and they had to print up more money. And then, of course, it worked very well for a while. Then they printed up more money and eventually they had rampant inflation and the whole system collapsed. And when a society collapses, you usually end up with a dictatorship, and that's exactly what happened. And his name was Napoleon Bonaparte, who plunged, of course, France into a series of wars and brought terrible disaster. And my concern is that's exactly what's going on today. They're printing money at a fantastic rate here in the United States. And they're increasing the credit, not 2 or 3% is what they tell you. the rate of inflation, but we're really talking more in the range of probably of 14%. And that, of course, is not necessarily money, but they're creating the credit, which is good as money and loans and things of that sort. But even more than that, they're getting Japan to create incredible amounts of money, just printing all sorts of money. It's distributed throughout the world to the carry trade, but of course it's laying the foundation for a collapse of the whole world monetary system. But just as it was in the following the French Revolution, when people thought they could have prosperity for nothing and end up with a dictatorship, I fear the same thing will happen here. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we're talking about the finances and what's really going on in our society. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you'd like to give us a call and like to get your thoughts on what is happening financially. And there's some people who think that we can come up with some sort of a slick monetary system based upon social credit. The government will create money. And of course, I believe we should have responsible state banks creating money. But it has to have some limitation on the amount of money that is out there. It has to be backed by something, so you cannot just print as much as you want to or create as much credit as you want to. And the greatest scam of all time is the idea of a fractional reserve banking system. I wonder how many people in the audience really understand what a fractional reserve banking system is. If you understand it, I'd like you to give me a call, and maybe you can explain it to our listeners, because it is the key to everything that's going on. I'll never forget many years ago when I ran into Norman Dodd, who'd been in banking. He'd also, of course, been monitoring what the great tax-exempt foundations were doing, and I asked him one time when we met, I said, how have the great foundations been able to actually, control the educational system? And I thought he was going to say by making grants to the universities and colleges. And his reply was through the fractional reserve banking. And I had no idea what he was talking about. And I wonder if you do. If you do, why give us a call? I'd like you to explain it. I think it is key to understanding what indeed is going on today. Is one of the most carefully kept secrets in the world. Well, let's get back to what's really going on financially in our country. The first baby boomer will reach 62 and be eligible for his early retirement of Social Security on January 1st of the year 2008. They'll be eligible for Medicare just 3 years later. And when those boomers start retiring en masse, there will be a tsunami of spending that could swamp our ship of state if we don't get serious, Walker explained. And if you haven't actually either heard or read what David Walker, who is the chief executive officer of the General Accounting Office of the United States government, said on CBS last night, why, Google this, Google it, pull it down off the internet, read what he has to say, because I think it's one of the most significant things and one of the most frightening things I've seen. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course it's open lines. And if you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And I was simply quoting from what Mr. David Walker had said last night on a 60-minute program. He said the first baby boomer will reach 62 and be eligible for early retirement on his Social Security on January 1st, 2008. They'll be eligible for Medicare just 3 years later. And when these boomers start retiring en masse, then there will be a tsunami of spending that could swamp our ship of state if we don't get serious, Walker said. The fact is that if we don't take immediate action, we're going to have problems here that will certainly become very, very soon insurmountable. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Mr. Walker went on to say, if nothing changes, the federal government is not going to be able to do much more than pay interest on the mounting debt and some entitlement benefits. It won't have money for anything else. It won't have money for national defense. It won't have any money for homeland security. It won't have any money for education. You name it, there won't be any money for anything other than paying for the national debt and perhaps a few of our entitlements. And then, of course, he went on to say, we would be able, if we could eliminate all waste and all fraud and the entire Pentagon budget and the long-range financial projections would barely change in what's shaping up is an actual nightmare. Now, those are his words, not mine. And part of the problem, Walker acknowledged, is that we won't be enough wage earners to support the benefits of the baby boomers when they retire. Healthcare costs are going to do us in. And actually, of course, the Medicare problem is far greater than Social Security problem. Well, let's go to Dave, who's calling from Illinois. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Good evening, Doctor.
Have a question or comment?
Comment, maybe a question, too.
All right.
I saw the program last night. I was quite impressed. For once, the government guy who did not lie through his teeth is actually telling the truth. And I hope a lot of people saw that, Doctor, because I try to tell people all the time that we're in trouble. They just say, oh, don't worry. The Dow's high. Who cares, you know? People are just so, you know, have their heads so far in the sand. I hope a lot of people saw that show. Because, again, I shake the guy's hand. He's the only honest bureaucrat I've seen in Washington 20 years, you know?
All right. I agree with you totally. I was very, very pleased with what he had to say. In fact, we're going to try to get him on our program.
Well, that'd be great. And I think that, he's just saying, I've been hearing this on your show and other shows on Shirtwave for the past 15 years. I'll go back to 1990. I've been hearing about this growing looming deficit, how our Congress just does nothing to change it. And I'm just hoping that enough people saw that they wake up and call their Congress and say, hey, you want to get elected? You know, do something about this.
Well, of course, the thing is that they were talking during the course of the conversation to a senator, and he was from the Dakotas. He was from North Dakota. His name was Kent Conrad. And basically, of course, they asked him, you know, is what Mr. Walker is saying right? And he said, absolutely. And they said, well, why don't people do anything about it? And Conrad's remark was, because nobody wants to make decisions. You get into trouble by making decisions. So you kick the can along and hope somebody else is going to kick the can in the future. But nobody wants to raise taxes, and nobody wants to cut spending. And that's exactly what he wouldn't say now that we ought to raise taxes. He said we need to get more money in. And, of course, we need to cut what we're spending. And, of course, we're going to have to cut the entitlements. The truth of the matter is the Social Security system and the Medicare system are going bankrupt. And in facing that, and George Bush knew that when he put in the Medicare drug bill, which is, of course, the straw that broke the camel's back, I think that they intend to collapse our economy and impoverish our people. These people are not stupid. I believe they know exactly what they're doing. That's why we've got to educate people, and at least those who will listen hope that they'll be able to protect themselves, because most people are going to lose everything when the House of Cards collapses.
You know, when the one senator said that there's no consensus of doing about it, that made me have even more contempt for most of those guys, because those guys, most of them are smarter than I am. Most of them are lawyers. They're smart people. They have notes going on. That fact, they're as smart as they are, and they just do nothing to change. They must really be very evil people, wicked people.
Some of them are very evil people, and some of them are people with no moral foundation. And they're not dedicated to the right, and they're not dedicated to the left. They're just dedicated to staying in Washington, D.C. And, of course, they will only make a decision when they absolutely have to.
Well, for the money those guys are making, they are doing the worst job you can imagine. I think it's a crime those people make that kind of money for destroying our country.
But you see, there really are people who want to destroy America. And do you know a better way to destroy this nation than to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people? I mean, we'll have rioting in the streets, and that's exactly what they're anticipating. That's why they passed the Military Commission Act and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act so they could use American military troops against Americans. That's why they're building the concentration camps and refurbishing the old Japanese concentration camps. We're going into terrible times. And of course, if you look at it logically, it doesn't make sense. If you look at it from the spiritual point of view, what happens to a nation that turns against God, then it makes a lot of sense.
Well, Doctor, when you look at all this, along with the fact that what a crummy job our public schools are doing, and how the current kind of people who aren't very well educated, with all the factors going bye-bye, look ahead 20 years. Where are these young people going to get good-paying jobs?
They're not going to be any good-paying jobs here. I mean, they're going to have to compete on the global market with the people in Mexico, and they're going to have to compete with the people in China. You see, globalization means that you have competition in for labor, and if you can get something made at 20 cents an hour, you're certainly going to go there. You're not going to stay here and pay $20 an hour. It'd be illogical to. So that's what globalization was designed to do, was to destroy our economy. That's why David Rockefeller and the elitists want that, because this is not going to affect them. They're going to move their corporations to China. But the whole idea is to destroy the economic foundation of this country and to impoverish our people. They want equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations, except for themselves.
Well, Dr. Stanway, I see it. The wealthy, you always said Bill Gates, you always said the doctors and lawyers, but the average person will be an impoverished slave.
You're absolutely right.
And that's
our message. We need to get the American people to understand. Because if we could get them really to understand not only what's happening economically, but spiritually, we may be able to save their financial future, but more important, save their souls. Because this is really a spiritual battle being fought on an economic battlefield.
Thanks for your time, Doctor.
God bless. Thanks so much for calling. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got John calling from New York. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Great. I actually called in earlier saying that that Glenn Beck said that our economy is doing great, and we all know that it's not doing good.
Right. Of course.
I have a clip here where he's saying that it dropped 22.3%. He's basically saying everything is good. He's actually saying that taxes are being lowered and everything. Now, that has to be a cover-up, right?
Absolutely. And the thing is that I see this all the time. I mean, I get people who want to come on my program to tell me how great the war is going over in Iraq and how there's no civil war over there and how we got to attack Iran and kill all those evil Muslims. And they're government plants. They're being paid to do this sort of thing. And believe me, there are a lot of shills out there. No, I don't know anything about Mr. Beck. Maybe he really doesn't understand what's going on. Maybe he does. But there is a lot of disinformation. There's an organized effort to control the reality of the American people and to use the Internet and to use alternative radio to get those people who are looking for the truth. And, of course, we have to be very, very careful. We don't get taken in by some of the disinformation that's out there. Believe me, there's a lot of it, and every once in a while I'll get trapped. But I believe that this man is severely mistaken. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. He's mistaken.
Do you think I could play a 10-second clip for you?
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, this is where he talks about the deficit being dropped and how great it is.
Right.
Number $248 billion. This is the one you will be hearing a lot about. That is our budget deficit, $248 billion. What you won't be hearing is the number 22.3. Our budget deficit has actually shrunk by 22.3% since last year. Well, how is that possible?
That's basically, did you hear it clearly?
Yes, I did. And Chris, I think that you have to understand that by cutting taxes, you increase the income. But of course, you can't cut taxes and increase spending, and that's where we got into problems. Cutting the taxes would have generated more money. Because people, of course, work harder when they can keep that money, and then, of course, they're going to have to pay, 25%, 20-25% of that to the government, but they don't mind doing that when they're making a lot more money. But, Chris, what they're really doing is they're cutting taxes and increasing spending, And so then how do you balance the budget? Why, of course, you got to borrow the money. And if you can borrow the money from other people, you still got to pay the interest on it. But even more frightening is when they won't lend it to you, then you have to monetize the debt. And when you talk about monetizing, you're really talking about is creating money out of nothing. And then, of course, it's simply inflating the monetary base, the monetary supply. That leads to inflation, and eventually, of course, exactly what happened. You know, in the United States at the time of the American Revolution, when we had the continental currency in it, and they inflated it to the point where the phrase was, it isn't worth continental, is what happened in 1789 in France, between 1789 and the time that Napoleon Bonaparte took power, you know, and they just destroyed the value of the currency. That's what happened, you know, with the First Bank of the United States and the Second Bank of the United States. That's what happened during the Civil War. And that's what's happening today. In fact, this is happening not only in the United States, but all throughout the world. They're
so
massively
this is a total lie, a total cover-up, that that Fox News, which is owned by the government, actually it's owned by GE, which...
No, it's owned by Murdoch. The Fox News is owned by Rupert the Red Murdoch. That's what they called him when he was high school. In college was Rupert the Red Murdoch. Because he kept a bust of Lenin on his desk.
Yes. Thank you very much.
God bless. Thanks so much for calling, John. Yep. All right, that was John calling from New York, and he'd called in on the last hour and quoted from Glenn Beck, who I don't know what he is. And let's just assume that he really doesn't understand what's going on. But he's parroting the official party line that everything is great, the economy is booming, that inflation's under control, that unemployment is down. Isn't it wonderful? But is inflation really only 2%? I mean, are you going to believe what the government says, or are you going to believe your lying eyes? What's happened over the last year to the price of gasoline? You know, it went up to $3, and see, it fell to $2.50, and now it's almost at $3 again, but there's no inflation. What's happening to the price of produce in your grocery stores? Well, a lot of that produce is coming from overseas, so they can keep the price down, but a lot of the prices continue going up, and the price of so many things is beginning to creep up in our stores. The one thing is, of course, the things that are coming from China, because they mass produce over there so cheaply, those items have not gone up. But you only have to look at the price of health care, and the price of health care is going up 10% or 11% a year, but they tell us there's only 2% inflation. How can that possibly be? And you know how they're able to do it? They simply lie. They tell you, of course, that the inflation rate is really probably 8 to 9, maybe even up to 10%, not only here, but in many countries throughout the world. And then the unemployment. I mean, we hear this all the time from people. People just can't get a job, or if they do get a job, it's got to be one that where you make a lot less money than you were making before. So the old saying is that figures don't lie, but liars figure. And they simply juggle the books because it's all a matter of perception. If they can make us believe that things are good, then we'll believe things are good, and whether they're good or not. And as we always say, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. And that's the way it is today. So much of it's smoke and mirrors, so much of it's rhetoric over reality, but there are an awful lot of people out there who are beginning to hurt a little bit. Of course, a lot of people are doing pretty well because they've got all this easy money. But one day, the day of reckoning is coming. Well, let's go to Jeff calling from Denver. Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
Oh, real good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Yeah, so let me get this straight now. You're saying that George Bush is wrong, that we can't pay off trillions of debt with jobs at Home Depot, McDonald's, and Walmart? Is that what you're saying? I think your math is off here.
Oh, I see. Well, I think that you can't spend yourself into prosperity, and he's increasing the spending and cutting the taxes.
Yeah. The last I heard, now, I have not verified this, but the last bowling ball manufacturer, the last furniture manufacturer, you know, North Carolina used to be the big furniture manufacturer, they're done.
Right.
They're finished. Bowling balls in Ohio, that's done. What's left? I mean, is there anything left?
Well, yes. I mean, there's McDonald's and Home Depot. And, I mean, this is such a tragedy. I mean, Ford, you know, what could be more American than Ford? Ford's shutting down his factories. GE is shutting down its factories, and they're moving their base over to China. Even many of the producers of the various parts, like Delta and some of the others that made the parts for the automotive, are shifting their base of operation. And the employees who are making, you know, $30 an hour in salary and $30 an hour in benefits are now glad to get $12 an hour. So they're actually cutting the salaries of the people who still have jobs in the automotive industry. And we're going to see this all across America. They're just cutting back because, of course, if you have a choice between working for $20 an hour or, you know, where you can't get a job, or working for $10 an hour where you can't get a job, most people would take that $10 an hour. And, of course, we're just forcing people to lower their living standards, and they know exactly what they're doing. And they're lying to the American people, but you can't tell the American people, we intend to impoverish you. We intend for your children to live in economic slavery. If they said what their real plan was, why, of course, the American people would rise up in righteous indignation. So they simply lie, and they lie, and they lie. But under a globalist concept, what you do is you transfer money from wealthy countries to poor countries. And who are the wealthy countries they're going to transfer the money from? Why, the United States. And who are the poor countries that are going to get it? China, India, Mexico, Taiwan, the third world countries throughout the world, their living standards are coming up a little, but ours is falling dramatically. Jeff, you want to hang on for just a minute?
Yeah, sure. I get another question for you.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program, right here at Radio Liberty. Okay, Jeff, what, do you have another question?
Okay, well, you know, I guess the million-dollar question is, you know, really, how much, is this going to be a slow, gradual decline, or is it going to be an overnight collapse where you go to bed one night, a loaf of bread is a dollar, you know, a dollar and change, you wake up the next morning and it's 20?
I can't tell you. It depends really what they have in mind. They know what's going to happen. I don't. All I know is that right now, I don't think they want to alarm us, and I think that they'll have a slow, steady decline. So it won't become too apparent. They've been doing real well using that technique in the over this last 20 years. I don't know why. If I was in charge, that's what I'd do. I'd do it very, very slowly. But
you know what I fear? The greatest fear is that I have is that there will not be any type of opposition to this. There will not be any uprising, because this isn't... You know, the country, at the time of the Boston Tea Party, we were not vaccinated. We probably didn't have as many kids. These people with kids and families have a lot to lose. They're not going to uprise anything. They're going to take the chip. They're going to take the vaccination. They're just going to take it, aren't they? There's not going to be any uprising ever.
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see how this thing plays out, Jeff.
All righty. Take care, Dr. Stan.
God bless, and thanks so much for calling. Well, that was Jeff calling from Denver, and, of course, we're just about out of time for calls. So I do hope you've enjoyed the open lines. I always enjoy them. But our message is that we hope, and if you'll go to 60 Minutes, you can Google in 60 Minutes, CBS, David Walker, and read his remarks yesterday on 60 Minutes. They're well worthwhile, and what he's basically telling you is that Medicare is going to cost five times as much as Social Security. And then on top of that, you got the Medicare drug bill, and that was sort of like the final nail in the coffin. There is no way that this can be paid for, and of course we're going to have to make dramatic cuts. We're going to have to increase taxes. We're going to have to dramatically cut spending for everything, and then we're going to have to dramatically cut both our Social Security and our Medicare expenses. There is no way from a financial point of view that you can pull this rabbit out of the hat. The thing is that the people on the other side are very, very smart. And I'll never forget what Alan Greenspan told Congressman Ron Paul when Ron Paul queried him about an essay he had written in 1966 saying that gold was the only basis for currency. And Ron Paul said, certainly you're going to repudiate that article. And Alan Greenspan smiled and said, I wouldn't change a word of it. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our program to help us as we reach out 5 hours every single day all across America from sea to shining sea. And we have listeners on shortwave, on the Internet, on radio stations that where we pay to have many of the programs are paid for. Some of the stations will do carry us because they believe in our message. And then, of course, on shortwave. But it's all an expensive proposition, and we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us. And, of course, you can do that by giving us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters for $20 a month or more, and you'll get our four best tapes of the month, our four best CDs of the month, and the monthly newsletter. You can subscribe to the newsletter, or you can certainly get a lot of the products we talk about, and of course we have healthcare products, and of course we're now carrying Adderall, and we've got a great new four tape set on iodine. We carry the product Iodoron. We carry the potassium iodate, which is you need to have on hand anyway in case of a nuclear attack, so you can load up your thyroid. And then, of course, we carry all the other supplements that you really need to be taking, or almost all the other supplements, and we keep adding the things as we go along that we think are important for you to have, and whether it be the antibiotic, which is a combination of the various things like Alamax, which is the active ingredient in garlic and elderberry juice, and certainly echinacea and oil of oregano and one other item, so that when you get an infection, you take these along with, you know, trying to increase your immune response, and you seem to I get through the winter very well with everybody else is sick with the flu, and I'm able to hang in there and keep coming to every day. But there are lots of things that we carry of this sort we recommend to you. If you'd like a health catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We carry a food catalog, at least an emergency food catalog, because something big is going to happen. I'm not certain what it is, but you need to be prepared to look after yourself and your family. And if you don't have a Berkey water filter to filter your water, if you don't have barrels to store the water in, or pumps to get the water out of the barrels, or wheat grinder, supplies of the basic staples that you need for yourself and your family, don't look to government, because they're not going to be there to help you. And if you'd like to get an emergency food catalog, well, we'd be glad to send it to you, but don't just take the catalog. And don't put these things off. Believe me, we're on the verge of something big. How soon it's going to happen, I don't know. But believe me, I've been at this for, going on to, 45 years now. And I sense that we're moving rapidly towards a climax in history. So give us a call if you'd like that health catalog or the emergency food catalog or just simply our routine catalog. We'll be glad to get that to you. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to see the brand new video we've just got beginning in here in a few days. It's called Riddles in Stone. It's the story of the formation of our nation's capital and the occult influence that was there. And what everybody has missed is there were two influences. One was the Christian, the other was the occult. The occultists, those people who worship the other side, have always intended to use the military and financial power of the United States to bring democracy to the world. And when they say democracy, they're really talking about the sort of democracy they had in Russia and in China and in Germany and in Benito Mussolini's Italy. They're talking about a dictatorship under the New World Order and the New World Religion. So, Riddles in Stone, and of course, it's a sequel to The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. And if you haven't seen, they sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour video or a DVD. You need to get it. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. pray for Radio Liberty.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.